You clock out. We clock in. Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
All right, thanks for tuning in to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. With me today is Matt Stevens, radio analyst for UCLA football. How are you doing today, Matt?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, thanks for calling in. You know, to start, you know, Torn by Sports, we have a fair good few of college-level writers that are just getting into the sports writing scene and sports analysts. I was wondering if you might be willing to give us a clue into what your typical week as a football analyst is during the season.
You know, generally I want to get prepared and my charts done for the game early on. So I start doing my charts about Monday, Tuesday, and then Tuesday I have them done. And then what I like to do is just follow sort of the traffic and the news that's going on with both teams leading up to the game so that I'm pretty current, you know, come kickoff on Saturday. And then also follow what's going on around both conferences and seeing if there's any news or anything that's happening. And then come game day, you know, the pregame happens, and I like to go out in the field and just get an idea of what's going to be going on and look at the players right before the game, then jump into the booth and call the action.
Cool. Well, speaking of hot storylines for this coming BYU-UCLA matchup, is both schools are starting freshman quarterbacks. And I was wondering which, in your mind, which quarterback has received more media coverage, and if it's different, which one is best for the playing on the field?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I mean, number one, I think the one that's received more media coverage is the guy that lives in the second media market in the country, Josh Rosen. He is a guy that has been acclaimed and well documented, you know, in his high school career, then coming to UCLA. Everybody expected him to be the starting quarterback, and also being the number one recruit at quarterback coming out in this year's recruiting class. So he's handled it really well. He's a very humble kid. And then, you know, Tanner Mangum on the other side, you know, he's a guy that has been around for a while. I know he's a freshman, but, you know, he went on his mission, and, you know, then he's back, and he's very mature. So that really gives him sort of an added bonus that he understands, you know, sort of what the media is all about.
Okay. So if you were to compare both quarterbacks as far as the strengths in their games based on, you know, the two games each of them have played up to this point, what would you say they are?
Well, you know, Josh Rosen, he's a special guy. He's, you know, a big kid, 6'4", 210. He has a rifle for an arm. He's got great velocity. He's able to drive the ball downfield. He has really good accuracy. Good feet in the pocket. He understands how to move around and set up his blockers and pass protection. Where Tanner on the other side, you know, he's a guy that can sort of improvise. He's a guy when things break down, knows how to make plays. He's a playmaker. I think he's a very efficient timing, rhythm passer, and doesn't have the arm strength, but has the anticipation and where to place the ball. And he's a playmaker at the end of the game. Obviously, BYU has been able to win these last two games because of his heroics.
Yeah, no, he's, I mean, how many times, I know you threw at least one Hail Mary that I was reading up on. How many Hail Marys do you think you've connected in the time that you were a quarterback?
Well, I think I was the only Hail Mary that was ever completed when I was, you know, the 4 years I was there at UCLA and with all the other quarterbacks. The percentage of completing a Hail Mary is about 2 or 3%, to tell you the truth. And, you know, what you want to do is you want to stay in the pocket as long as possible and then throw the ball up as high and as far as you can so it drops down perfectly in the end zone. And then hopefully somebody will catch it, or what you design the play to happen is someone tips it and then your receivers are around where that ball's coming down and they get the deflection and you score. So, as you can tell from my explanation, it's pretty risky. It's pretty hard to accomplish.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. So with two freshman quarterbacks, I mean, can you game plan for freshman quarterbacks a specific way?
Well, I mean, what you want to do is when they're young, you bring the house. You know, you want to turn up the heat on these young quarterbacks and give them different blitzes throughout the game so they seem confused and they can get rattled. You know, both these quarterbacks, though, I think the way they've, you know, developed through their high school careers and at their point in their career right now, you really can't consider them freshmen. You know, I think they're a little more advanced, and they already have seen some blitzes through fall camp and understand what's going on. So I don't really think it makes that much of a difference, and you're not really talking about two guys that are true freshmen. I think they're two guys that are very prepared freshmen and understand the game.
Okay. So, I mean, up to this point, both UCLA and BYU have played two games, yet, you know, UCLA has won pretty convincingly in their two games where BYU's get to come down to the final few minutes. Do you think the close games BYU has played in will give them any form of an advantage against UCLA?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's better to be an 0-2 and losing those close games. You have a lot of confidence. And you also have this sort of mentality that, hey, you know what? It's not over until, you know, when it says 0 seconds on the clock. So, you know, BYU is going to be in the game regardless of the score at any point. And come fourth quarter, you know, the other team, and this will be UCLA this week, is knowing that BYU is sort of those cardiac cougars, and they are very aware that they need to close out a team that has come back already in their first two games.
Okay. I don't know how much of BYU's games you've seen previously, but where do you think UCLA can and will try to exploit BYU offensively and defensively?
You know, offensively, UCLA is a power running team, believe it or not. Everybody's focused in on Josh Rosen, but the real staple in that offense is Paul Perkins, the running back. And they return their entire offensive line. All five guys come back from last year's team. Paul Perkins had, you know, over 1,500 yards rushing the ball. UCLA wants to come out, establish the run. And I think BYU is going to be a little bit committed towards moving the safeties up and making sure UCLA doesn't run the ball. And it'll be interesting, too, if BYU, UNLV last week blitzed a lot. And you live by the blitz and you die by the blitz. And I'm wondering if BYU is going to use that same strategy that UNLV did, or just play a little bit more base and knowing that they need to stop the run. On the other side of the ball, you know, UCLA defensively, they get after the passer. I mean, they like to put pressure on the passer and they like to stuff the run. And right now it's a really good start. UCLA's defense is led by Kenny Clark, their nose guard. He's just a big mammoth inside. You have to double team him. And then the linebackers are special, Kenny Young and Miles Jack. These guys are thumpers, or I even call them decleaters. I mean, they want contact. They are out there looking to hit somebody. Miles Jack is very special in that he is so fast, and he is all over the field. And then if you're going to have any good defense, you've got to have lockdown corners. And UCLA does have lockdown corners of Marcus Freeman and Fabian Moreau.
Okay. Coming into this game, what do you see BYU trying to attack on UCLA on those, coming from the opposite viewpoint?
You know, I think BYU wants to get first downs. I think they want to control the clock. I think they want, you know, to obviously establish a little bit of a run game, which they did last week in their win against Boise State, and be more consistent on the field, not have three and outs. And also they want to not have turnovers. You know, you cannot turn the ball over when you're on the road. It is so critical that you take care of the football. So I think that's going to be the game plan offensively. You know, BYU defensively, I think, you know, they're going to stack the box and they're going to take chances. And I think they're going to try and get after, you know, the UCLA run game, and also try and confuse Josh Rosen and put him in situations where, you know, he has to make big decisions.
Okay, well, then ultimately, what do you feel, who do you feel is going to win the game and why?
You know, I don't have a clue who's going to win this game. Both teams are 2-0. Both teams are pretty big in their front seven. They're very physical teams. You know, both are going to get after it, I think, in between the 30s. You know, for the first half, maybe into the third quarter, and we're going to find out who's going to win the game in the fourth quarter. I don't think it's going to be the heroics of, you know, a quarterback winning at the end or whatnot. I think one team's going to pull away, and it's just going to be a team that has less turnovers and a team that can run the ball, and they're not going to put their quarterback in tough situations.
All right. Well, you know, we do call this podcast the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. So I want to finish on one question for you, Matt. What is your favorite thing to have for lunch?
salad because I'm a little bit overweight. So I like going to the soup plantation.
All right, then. A little, you mean all this traveling with the UCLA football team doesn't help the weight?
No, not at all. They eat too much. These guys are big.
Yeah. All right. Well, once again, thanks for joining us, Matt, and we'll catch up with you later, hopefully in the season.
All right.
Utah and UCLA face each other.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
This has been a Torn Life Sports production.